Internationalization means many different things to many different people, and it's taken up in so many diverse ways in different contexts.
I suppose it depends upon who you ask and sort of what the context for them is when they're dealing with internationalization.
Absolutely. Like within university settings and higher education, it's become really clear to me, having done a pretty deep exploration of the literature and having lots of contacts with people across Canada and internationally, that internationalization in university context seems to be synonymous with recruitment of international students and student mobility, students having access to international destinations. So it's very much located within those parameters.
But you're saying, as Associate Dean Internationalization at Workland, talk a little bit about what your perception and your definition of internationalization is.
Well, when we take a look at internationalization, what we're really looking at, and this is supported by the literature by Knight, who is a leading scholar in internationalization literature, that we're looking at intercultural, cross-cultural, multicultural experiences and development and strengthening of competencies in order to engage with differences. So that's the broad brush. And then a lot of the focus now is on internationalizing the curricula. And what that refers to is how do we bring diversity into the students' curricula within a university program. But when we talk about curricula, we're also talking about formal curricula, but informal curricula as well. So the formal would be the actual course syllabus.
Right.
And course content, readings, that sort of thing. The informal curricula focuses a lot more on any and all activities that support the students' learning throughout their program. So the informal curricula is just as important as the formal curricula. But then we can layer upon that something that we refer to as internationalization at home.
And what does that mean?
Well, it started to appear in the literature around 2001. And internationalization at home refers specifically to, it targets those students who are not mobile internationally. Remember I said at the onset that internationalization seems to be synonymous in universities with student recruitment mm-hmm. and student mobility.
Right.
So internationalization at home in the literature is taken up with a focus on what about those students who don't have access or who haven't accessed international travel mobility opportunities. How do we address the development and strengthening of their cross-cultural competencies? So I tend to look at that. Actually, I'm working on a paper right now that talks about that. I'm asserting that internationalization at home and the way that it appears in the literature and the way that it's taken up in universities is taken up as almost a deficit model to address a gap. And I see it as having so much more potential than that.
Well, I guess that would be a question I would have is there a gap in internationalization at home? Because, as you say, we think about international experiences as exchange students, travel abroad, all these different things. But have we spent enough time thinking about the student experience for a student who does not leave a campus and is exposed? How do we expose them to international experiences? Have we thought enough about that?
I think that's an excellent question, Betty. Actually, there's two things that come to mind that I think are really paramount here. One is that can we make the assumption that a student who is internationally mobile is then certainly going to come back with significantly strengthened cultural competencies? I'm not sure we can make that assertion. There are a number of people who travel who still remain within their own comfort zone when they travel. So we can't assume that international travel is going to guarantee the development of cross-cultural competencies.
Is there something we can do as an academic institution to prepare students before they travel internationally to open their eyes to what they're seeing, what the experience that they're going to undertake when they travel?
There's a lot that we can do in terms of pre-travel orientations, but I'd like to even back up even further and suggests that internationalization at home doesn't just involve students. It involves all the members of the university community. So, for example, in the Workland School of Education, the faculty, the staff, the postdocs, the students, how do we engage with one another? How do we engage with differences? Differences in perspective, differences in language, differences in traditions, differences in beliefs. When I take a look across the Workland School, we have tremendous diversity within and across our school. So if we're talking about developing and strengthening intercultural, multicultural, cross-cultural competencies of students, then we're making the assumption that faculty and staff already have those competencies. We need to back up and say, what are we doing within our home school to develop and strengthen those? And a lot of it, I believe, is on creating spaces to share a lot of the knowledge and expertise and differences in perspective that we already have within our campus. So we don't necessarily have to cross an ocean or a national border to experience that internationalization. Sometimes we just need to cross the hall.
So you're clearly thinking about, you're writing a paper, you're thinking about this. Do you see how this is going to manifest itself in the Workland School of Education? What can we do?
I think one of the things that we're already doing, which I think is really exciting, is that the work that we do in the Office of Internationalization is very much a service and support type of work. So I'm really focused right now on engaging with, let's say, Dr. Jennifer Locke, our Associate Dean Teaching and Learning, Dr. Michelle Jacobson, Graduate Programs in Education, Nancy Arthur, Research, Diane Gerlich, Undergraduate Programs, I mean, and I could go on, Ann Urata, in International Foundations Programs. And how do we keep those communication channels open to think in a broader, more diverse way with respect to what we're doing here within Workland on a day-to-day? I feel that our internationalization strategy has made a strong statement about the importance of focusing on internationalization of the curricula. I'd like the focus on the informal curricula to be just as strong as it is on the formal curricula. So I'm excited as to where we might go with that over the next few years. So I'm really encouraged by the dialogue that's going on, by the cross connections that we're making, and by the support that we have within Workland to deepen and pursue internationalization within and across our school.